This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This week, I'm inside Flamingo Bowl on Washington Avenue, downtown St. Louis. I'm joined by the GM here, Mark Dayton. Thanks, Mark, for inviting me over.
Oh, thank you for coming in. Glad to have you here.
All right, give me a little history of this place.
Man, we're the only bowling alley downtown. People come in, whether it's locals or visitors or people here on business, a lot from the conventions. We do a lot of private events in this room over here. We have 8 lanes on the main side, 4 in our private room, 2 bars, a full kitchen that's open every night, late.
Yeah. How late is it open?
On weekdays, the kitchen's open till midnight, the bar till 1:30. Weekends, kitchen till 2 a.m., and the bar until 3 a.m.
Wow. That's late.
It is early. It is. And you can bowl all the way from open to close.
How would you describe the decor in here?
The decor in here is pink. It's kind
pink.
Of pink.
You guys in flamingos?
Yep. Beautiful Art Deco style in here. Very open, very bright, bright colors like pinks and blues and big bright windows. A lot of fun.
So tell me about any events you have.
We have events from everything from birthday parties, corporate parties, a lot of holiday events, whether it's other bars and restaurants, family reunions, weddings, wedding rehearsals, and bowling leagues, or just everyday events. People hanging out at the bar or having some food.
So you do have leagues?
Yes, we do.
How are those operated, when and all that?
Right now, we have a Tuesday night league. That's 8 teams for now. That's a fun league. It's a bunch of good friends that are all here. This league has been going on for a few years, so everybody already knows each other in that.
Mm-hmm. But
we always add more people to it, and we always add other leagues too.
Do you know any of the team names?
One team is the Flam Fam. Split Happens.
Okay, that's a good one. There's always creative names for those bowling teams. And then they have creative shirts, I'm sure, too.
Oh, right? Of course. All the matching shirts. Especially with the flamingo theme. It's a lot of, Hawaiian-style shirts or bright patterns.
What's your perception versus reality in your mind of downtown St. Louis?
Downtown is pretty awesome. It's a cool, eclectic mix. All the cool stuff down here, especially in Wash Ave, between City Museum, Cardinal Stadium, Enterprise, all these cool events that are happening everywhere around here.
There's a perception about crime.
Definitely crime around, but I don't feel in danger at all walking in or out or anywhere in downtown at all.
And this place is open until 3 o'clock in the morning on the weekends.
Yeah. And it's probably the safest place because it's well lit, there's parking available everywhere. I never feel in danger at all being here.
Are you a bowler?
Not a very good one.
No.
I really enjoy bowling. It's something that you don't have to take completely serious. You can make it competitive, or you can just throw the balls just for the fun of it.
Right.
Whether competitive or just want to throw a ball or hang out with friends. Bowling's a pretty cool sport for that.
And you said that the clientele here is a mix, mm-hmm, of locals, but you also get people from out of town?
Yeah, especially with hotels being right nearby and us having late-night food and everything. It's a good place for tourists or people coming in town for a baseball game or hockey game. We have that. We have a whole lot of regular locals and regular bowlers and stuff. So we see a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, I would think this would be perfect for people coming in town for the sporting events, looking for something to do, or a convention, and then they realize there's a huge bowling alley here.
Absolutely.
Right on the corner of Tucker and Washington, heart of downtown, walking distance to the hotels and walking distance to the ballparks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, everything. We're right in the middle of it, and you don't have to bowl. You don't have to drink. You just come and hang out and eat some food or sit at the bar. We've got a little bit of everything for everyone. It's a good place to come and meet up with people or make new friends.
What kind of food do you serve?
Our most popular is the Cuban sandwich. People love the Cuban sandwich. Mm-hmm. We also have really good pizza. And, of course, finger foods, appetizers, chicken fingers, nachos, mm-hmm. quesadillas. Pizza is a popular one because it's an easy one to share.
Yeah. So kind of a variety of different food. And then the room we're in is a separate room from the whole bowling alley. It's called the Palm Room. What's this for?
This is primarily used for private events, whether it's a birthday party or weddings or whatnot. We very rarely have this side open just to the public, but sometimes we do for spillover if we need some more lanes or more room. But primarily this is used for events.
Right. And how often do those happen?
Very, very often. This room is used very often in the week, and then around the holidays, like a lot.
And what kinds of events do you have? Is it like team building or corporate or what?
We do a lot of team building, corporate ones, local businesses. They can do the meetings here, birthday parties, family reunions. Maybe just a group that wants to come and hang out by themselves in this room. Mm-hmm. You know, we can accommodate up to 150 in this room.
Really? This can fit 150 people?
It can.
Wow.
It can.
That's crazy.
The furniture can be moved around. Like you'd see over here where we usually set up our food and buffet for these events. But everything can be moved around and you can work out something for everyone.
And do you find that people, bowling's been around for a long time. But do you think it's becoming more popular these days or not?
I think bowling's always been popular. It's a very easy sport for anyone to get into. Don't have to be competitive. Don't even have to know what you're really doing.
That's true. Mark Dayton, the GM of Flamingo Bowl. It's downtown on Washington Avenue near the intersection with Tucker. Thanks so much for inviting me in.
Hey, thank you for having me.